The next mitzvah we are up to is mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Ches, 568. The Isser of returning an Eved that ran away from his master in Chutz La'aretz, and the Eved ran to Eretz Yisrael, the Isser to return him to his Adon in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Torah right here, and if you're keeping track, this is mitzvah number 37 out of 74 here in Parshas Kisetze. We're almost halfway in Kisetze. The pasuk says, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav Asher Yinatzel Elecha Me'im Adonav. Do not close away a servant to his master that he was saved to you, Me'im Adonav, from being with his master. Unkelis says, Lo Simsar Eved Amamin Liad Ribonei. So Unkelis already tips us off what Chazal understand. This is talking about an Eved Kenani, an Eved, a non-Jew that already was Tovel L'Shem Avdus, and he's semi-Jewish now, and now it seems like he wants to become fully Jewish by running to Eretz Yisrael. So, says the Pasuk, Imcha Yeshev Bekir Becha, he shall be with you, which the Mefarshim point out, interestingly, is not counted as a separate mitzvah asay, though it sounds like it. Imcha Yeshev Bekir Becha, Ba'makom Asher Yivchar, in the place that Hashem will choose, Ba'achad Sha'arecha Batovlo, in one of the gates, in one of the cities, in a place that is good for him, Lo Tonenu. Do not take advantage of him. Do not practice Ona'as Dvarim with him. That'll be Bezhem the next mitzvah. But today is the first Isser, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. So, the Isser is, as we just described, the Chinuch is going to say, if an Eved runs away to Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to give him back. Shinim Nanu, says the Chinuch, Shelo Lahashiv Eved, Shebarach Mi Adonav, Mi Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, V'yafilo Adonav Yisrael, even if the master is a Jew, Lo Nishivei Elav, you can't return him, Aval Nishachreroto, we must free him. We can't keep him as an Eved either. You have to free him. That is the Shita of the Rambam, as we will see soon. V'nichto b'damav chov al atzmo, and he can write an IOU. How does he go free? Right, an Eved Kenani has to go free in some way. See, he owes a certain number of years. So he'll owe that money to the Adon, but the Adon is forced to let him free. V'yalzeh ne'mar, lo sasker Eved el Adonav. V'cheinu mavur b'meseches Gittin. Also in Gittin, that's where the main sugya is. Be'eved shebarach mechutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Hakasa medaber. That's what the pasuk is about. An Eved that ran from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. V'yamru sham, shadin bo, shenichtov shtar b'damav alav, v'nichtov lo get cheirus. The Eved gives the master a shtar admei, a shtar that he owes him the rest of the money, and the master then gives a shtar shichrur to the Eved. Shtar shichrur, that is the way he goes free. V'lo nishiveyu la'avoda b'shum panim, and we cannot return him to servitude. B'shum panim never. Ba'avur shenichnas bebik'a ha'tahora ha'nivcheres la'avod ba'ashem yisparach. Once he entered into the holy valley, the chosen holy valley that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, meaning coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to that. But says the Rambam, let's go to the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim. That is where this halach is quoted in Perek Hei Hilchos Avadim. Eved shabarach la'alos la'Eretz Yisrael. In Eved, even that says, what if he didn't run? Even if he says, based on the Mishnah Ksubis, Eved shamar la'alos la'Eretz Yisrael, kofenes rabo la'alosimo. You have to force the master. O yimkar oso lemisha yaleo l'sham, or to sell him to somebody who's making aliyah. Ratzah ha'adom latzeis l'chutz la'aretz, enu yachol lohutzi es avdo ad sheyirso eved. What if a master lives in Eretz Yisrael and wants to leave? Only if the Eved says yes. V'din zeh b'chol zman, and the Rambam adds, we'll get back to this b'Hashem later, this halacha applies always. Afilu b'zman hazeh sha'aretz b'yad goyim. Even if non-Jews rule Eretz Yisrael, still all of these halachas apply. We'll get back to that. But then he quotes our mitzvah. Eved Shabarach. He didn't ask. There wasn't a decision beforehand where we would force. But Eved Shabarach lichus la'aretz la'aretz Yisrael. Ein machzir en oso la'avdus. We don't return him to be a servant. Va'alav nomar ba'torah. Lo saskir Eved el Adonav. V'omrin l'rabo. And we say to the master, she'yichtov lo get shichur. V'yichtov lo v'shtarcho b'damav. Achetaz agado. And when the servant gets enough money, he'll pay it back. V'im lo ratza ha'adon l'shachrero. What if the Adon says, no, I want him back? What's the halacha? Mafkiin Bezdin es shibudo me'olav v'yelechlo. Wow. Bezdin would use their power to say, you don't want to free him? Okay, he's free anyway. There'll be mafkia, his ownership of this Eved v'yelechlo, and then he will go. And then the Rambam continues. So, point number one, before we get to the next machlokas. Point number one, this is really a machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam says that the Gzeiras HaKasev is, when an Eved runs to Eretz Yisrael, he goes free. He goes free. You know, he cannot be an Eved. Your Eved, he can't be an Eved. Let's say the Rav says, okay, I see he's serious now. I'll move to Eretz Yisrael. Do we give him back then? He's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. No. Once he runs away and comes here, he cannot be an Eved anymore. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. Gzeres HaKasiv. Dolo Yeshivenu La'avdus Ki Eino Eved Klal. He's not an Eved anymore. V'yafilu Rabo Rotza L'machro Be'eretz Yisrael La'acher. If he wants to sell him to somebody in Eretz Yisrael. Osher Rabo Holich Ba'atzmo La'eretz Yisrael Asur. Ki Nifka Mimenu La'avdus. There is no more Avdus. We still need to get Shichur, right? Your Mu'ukav get Shichur, but that is number one. But if you look in Ba'alitosos in the end of Ksubis, and Rosh in Meseches Gittin, in the fourth parak, Zimim Mem Gimol, it's a Beferish, no. The Adon can sell him to someone, or come himself to Eretz Yisrael, right? The Isser is only to machzir him to Chutz La'aretz. Machzir to Chutz La'aretz. So Machlokas, we've shown him what is included in this Isser. A related Machlokas, also between the Rambam and the Rosh, is, so, until the point, right now, he ran away. Is he really still an Eved? He really needs that Shtar Shichur or the Shtar Admei very seriously? Or is the part of the Gzeiras HaKasev that he's basically free already? Basically free already. But you have to give it get Shichur just to be Mashlim and Gomer. So again, it's a parallel Machlokas. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Aleph, Eved Zeshe Barach La'aretz. This is Eved. Hare Hu Ger Tzedek. He is. What do you mean he is? He was just an Eved Kenani. What happened? He is? He could be. No, the Rambam says, Hare Hu Ger Tzedek. He is a Ger Tzedek. V'hosiv lo ha-kasiv asara acheres. And the Torah, as we'll talk about next time, even has another asara. Limi Shemona Oso, for somebody who makes fun of him. Mebdeshu shval ruach yeser min ager. Because he's slowly. V'tziva alav imcho yeshiv b'kir b'chava tova lo tonenu. Lim se slama. Therefore, you have to be very careful regarding Onah, as we will, Be'ez Hashem, talk about in the next mitzvah. But this is the Rambam. The Rambam says, he basically, that Lashon of Hariyo Ger Tzedek, the Rush does not say such a Lashon. And this is what the Menachas Chinuch discusses also in Os Aleph. It sounds like from the Rambam, he's already a Ger Tzedek, and maybe that's Lashitaso in the Rambam, but the Rush and other Rishonim would say no. Lav Dafka, that he is already a Ger, he still has a lot to get over in order to become free. The Minchas Chinuch says another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh's mentality is, what if the Eved then goes back to Chutz La'aretz? What if he leaves? He says, no, you know what? I changed my mind. I go back to Chutz La'aretz. Does he go back to his previous state? Or is he free? Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'nira od chilek bein hashitos, de l'shitas ha-Rambam, the nifka mimenu ha-shibut. According to the Rambam, who basically the shibut is gone, you just need something to finish the job. Imkein afilu b'chazar ha-eved achar kach, l'chutz la'aretz eino eved. Even if the eved would go back, he's not an eved anymore. Ki kvar nifka mimenu ha-shibut. The shibut is already uprooted. Aval l'shitas ha-sovrim to who eved, but for those who assume, like the Rosh and Tosfos and others, that he's still an eved, rak de ikar eser shalei ask. He just can't send him back to Chutz La'aretz. But if he goes back to Chutz La'aretz, so then you can. Then there wouldn't be an Isser. Okay, the Menachas Chinuch then has a long discussion. There's a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Memhei, which seems to say that Rabbi Ami said, in a certain case of an Eved running away, give a Shtar Admei and write a Ger Cheirus. So he discusses why, according to the Rush, you would need two things. You can look at that Menachas Chinuch. But let's go back now to the Shoresh of the mitzvah. Misharshe ha-mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Masha zacharnu. Sher ratza ha-keil. What's the message? When an Eved runs to Eretz Yisrael, that we don't give him back. Sher ratza ha-keil l'chavod ha-aretz. Shaboreach l'shami natzal me'avdus. It was the zechus of Eretz Yisrael that it'll be the Eretz Yisrael will save this person from Avdus. Kedeshen nasan elibenu, niten elibenu, kavod ha-makom. And this mitzvah is to teach us the covet, the unique elements, the new aspects of this place, Eretz Yisrael. It has the power to free people. The nikva bil vavenu, biyotenu sham yiratz Hashem yis'aleh. And we will set in our hearts, Yerushamayim, because Elohim la'amol l'zakot samki chaves chesedok. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a special place in order to be inspired. Who expands on this? The Ramban, and Rav Sarutzkin, and the Torah Tamima. First the Ramban. The Ramban says, an unbelievable lashon. Why do we keep him? Vatam, Ramban right here. Vatam b'mitzvah zu. Ki amenu yavod et Hashem. Our nation will serve God. V'einenu hagun shenachzirenu al adonav la'avod avodah zarah. It's not appropriate to give it back to a master to serve avodah zarah. To serve avodah zarah? What if it's a Jewish master? What if it's a from master? What do you mean avodah zarah? So the Torah Tamima says, maybe this is alluding to the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. Kuf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says, kol adar b'chutz la'aretz domek kemo she'ein lo eloka. Somebody lives in Chutz La'aretz, It's as if he doesn't have a God, literally. You might temper that to say there's no direct hashkacha. V'kolsha gar be'eretz Yisrael muftach lu sheben olam haba. So maybe that's what the line is referring to. The Ramban, who says Yavod Avodah Zarah. Va'oje yitachein, and also is possible, says the Ramban, sheyilma derech mavo ha'ir. He'll learn about the place where he is. Kibinyan kaze yokadu medinot rabot aide avadim ashvuyim habarchim isham. Many people come. Maybe he'll come and he'll find others like him. And then he quotes towards the end, v'yinatzel me'avod, and by staying in Eretz Yisrael, he will save himself from having to serve hayoshvim al admat tmei'ah v'she'en kol ha'mitzvos no'agos sham. To have to work in a place where, which is a tamei land, that's basically every land in the world, except for Eretz Yisrael, a tamei land, and a land where many mitzvos do not apply. You want to be a complete Jew? You got to come to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says the Rambam, because many mitzvahs are not knowing. All the mitzvahs are Tulis Baretz, but we're just going to skip Zrayim. Mitzvahs are Tulis Baretz. And other mitzvahs relating to Eretz Yisrael and having the ultimate fulfillment of all mitzvahs. That's the Ramban right here. Rav Sorotzkin as well expands on this idea of Eretz Yisrael being the message of this mitzvah, the magic of Eretz Yisrael, which causes him to go free. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, Shekavanas HaEved, Ha'isa L'Shem Shamayim. The Eved was L'Shem Shamayim, Kedei L'Kayim Es Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. Lefir HaChisa L'Tasva Mi'Madonav, he saved himself. Shelu HaYabarach Me'Adono. If an Eved would be running away from his master, HaMachbides Ulo Alav, he has such a burden on him, and he's running because he just needs to get free. HaYabarach Le'Iza Eretz Acheres. If you want to be free, go to any other country in the world. Kedei L'Frok Me'Alav Ol Adonav. There's no higher standard or obligations. And go to Mongolia, go to any other country in the world. We have to go to Israel for where there's a higher standard. The fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael, v'imhu bachar b'tzion, if he chose Sion himself, hari bachar gam b'shochein b'tzion. If you choose Sion, then you're choosing the God of Tzion. Ba'am hayoshev b'tzion u'b'toraso. And the nation of Tzion. And that's what the Rambam says. Ger zeh. Shebarach la'aretz harizu get serdeh. V'kivet sha'amra. And therefore ends off the Zayim la'Torah. Habal atar mesayin. And also since the Gemara says in Shabbos that if you take the first step, Hashem helps. M'chuyavim anachnu l'shadzah b'shichru. So do he. The Eved took the first step. He ran away to Eretz Yisrael. So we have to help him finish the process. Kedei she'chayev mitzvahs ke'ish be Yisrael, so he can be chayev in all mitzvahs, not just like an isha who's pater from zman gramas. Mikivat shu hischil la'amis alav all mitzvahs atzluyas ba'aretz. V'metarat mit'at mitarin oso harbe. You do a little bit, Hashem will do the rest. There's a whole mitzvah here. If the Eved comes and runs away, that we have to help him and do everything we can in order that he shall be able to stay and he won't have to go back. Finishing, continuing, we'll get back to this idea of Eretz Yisrael soon. Let's just finish first. Dini ha-mitzvah mivu'arim sham meseches gittin. The halachas are clear there. V'doheges mitzvah zu afilu bizman hazeh. This mitzvah applies today, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Bizachar mu'edekevus, men and women. Why? If there is an Eved. What do you mean today? If there would be a status of Eved Kenani, and someone would set the, have the Eved Kenani, and then he would run to Eretz Yisrael, it would apply today, just because not too many people have Evikananis today. Still, says the Chinuch, Shakol Musharim Shalashiva Ladonov Acharshu Barech El Eretz Anivcheres V'Over Azeh V'Tavsu. If somebody violated this and took the Eved that ran to him, V'Heshivu Aladonov, and he returned it to his master in Chutz Laaretz, Over Alavzeh, he violates this Isser, Alafi Adomesh, Ein Bo Chiyah Malkus, but Lechora there's no Malkus. Why? Because the Chiyah is only when you are actually Machzerim La'avdus, and maybe it's out of your control. Maybe the master won't want him back. This is not a loyal Eved, he runs away. So therefore, you're not going to get Malkus in this regard. Good. The important part I wanted to focus on now for the last couple of minutes is the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha. And not only does the Rambam quote the halacha, the Rambam emphasizes this halacha, that this applies, bizman hazeh, an hazeh. And by the way, it's not only by an eved, a male. It's also by a female. The Menachas Chinuch points out in Oz Gimel, lav davke eved, hu adin shivcha kananis, ubechesi eved chesi ben choren gamke noigdin zeh. Whether it's a shivcha kananis, or an eved kanani, or chatsi shivcha chatsi ben chor bas chorin, right? All of them have this mitzvah apply. So says the Rambam, that this applies strongly. He defends Bizman Hazeh. Rambam says, V'din Zeh Bechol Zman, Afilu Bizman Hazeh Beharis Biad Goyim. Why is this important? For the famous discussion of the Rambam's Shita in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why? The mystery is, as we know, the Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the 613 mitzvos. Doesn't quote it. For some reason, it is left out. The question is, what does it mean, for some reason? Which reason are we talking about? So the Ramban jumps on the Rambam. He does not know why he didn't quote it. And the Ramban himself says, I think he's wrong. I think it is a separate mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. The Ramban says there's both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Dalid that he says that the Rambam forgot. Shinitztavinu l'resha sa'aretz asher nosan akel yizbarach v'yisaleh la'avoseinu la'avrim l'isal Yaakov. It's our job to conquer. V'gimlo na'azva b'yazu l'aseinu. Not to leave it in the hands of others. Min ha'umos. Olishmam, or just leaving it desolate. Right? It's the mitzvahs aseh of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes the same thing in the end of Sefer Bamidbar on the Pasuk. V'orashim esaretz v'shavtem ba. Al daitizu mitzvahs aseh. Yitzaveh otam sheyishvu ba'aretz v'yirshu ota. Ki hu nitzna lahem. V'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem. Right, you have to conquer it and live there. And if you have any havamina to go conquer a different land as a homeland, vilu yala al daitam, lo leches v'lichbos eretz shinar, o eretz ashur, vizu lasan, ulis yashev sham, yavru mitzvah Hashem. That would be a bitul asay, a violation of this mitzvah. This is the Ramban many places. But the question is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam doesn't quote it. So there is the Shita of the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, says, you know why it doesn't quote it? Because it does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Mashalomana Harav Hu, the Mitzvah Yerusha Saaretz in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, was no egg in the time of Moshe, in the time of Yoshua and David, and as long as we did not go into Galus. Calls Manchalo Galum Artsam. But once we went into Galus, Kiacharsha Galume Alan Masam, Ein Mitzvah Zunu Heges Ladoros Ad Eis Ba Mashiach. The mitzvah is not going to be a mitzvah again until Mashiach comes. Ki adarabba, because it says, adarabba, nitzavinu, we are even commanded. At the end of Ksubis, says the Megillas Esther, he quotes the Shalosh Shvuos Gemara, and that Shalosh Yali Shalbachoma, but Esau will not go in mass up onto Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Megillas Esther, I think the Rambam is wrong. I think all those that explain him to mean that there is a mitzvah, but it's not included for some other reason, is wrong. Megillas Esther says, no, it does not apply Bizman Hazeh. The problems with the Megillas Esther is the Rambam Shita himself. Because it's clear that the Rambam thinks that there's an idea of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam quotes halachos based on it. One of the halachos is our mitzvah. The Rambam says it applies today. Why? Because it is something that is not dependent on Bizman Habayis. He says, V'din zeh b'chol zman, afilu Bizman Hazeh, sh'ar esbi ha'akum. What do you mean it applies? It's all based on the magic of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that applies today. Or the Rambam quotes all those Mishnayos at the end of Ksubis, that the man wants to make Aliyah, the woman wants to make Aliyah, halachas of Ksuba, you always follow the one who wants to make Aliyah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos is maybe the most graphic and illustrative example of the fact that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies today, based on the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, that if a non-Jew wants to sell a Jew a piece of land on Shabbos, one can have a non-Jew sign a contract for him, even though Amir La'akim is usually an Isser D'Rabbanan. But what does the Rambam say? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, lo gazru b'davar zeh. Hilchos Shabbos. So says the Rambam, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we're doche this Isser D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. And the Rambam, at the end of Malachim, not at the end, at the end of the fifth parak of Malachim, quotes all the chazals at the end of Ksubis that they used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. G'dolei chachamim hayu menashkin al techume Eretz Yisrael, u'menashkin avaneha, u'misgalgalin al afra. That's what they used to do. And the Rambam ends off, la'olam yadur adab Eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city, Sherubo. Akum, v'chulu. Yes, the Rambam never lived there. The Rambam lived in Fez, and the Rambam lived in Egypt. The Rambam lived in Spain. But says the Rambam here that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the reason for the heter of Amir La'akum, and he quotes all of these chazals. So and our halachas. So the question is, so why doesn't the Rambam quote it? So that, as many different suggestions given, all of them having the same common denominator, that the Rambam does count it, but he just includes it in another mitzvah. Another mitzvah he includes it in. So, for example, the Avnei Nezer says maybe it's connected to Hachrim Tachrimim. You have to drive out the other nations. So what's the mitzvah? To drive them out and then leave? Obviously, driving them out is to be able to get to living there. So it's part of that mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. Others say, Rav Schechter says in a Sefer Bikvei Hatzon, maybe it's part included in the mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech, Right? There's a mitzvah to appoint a king, but it was one of the mitzvahs that apply once we go back into Eretz Yisrael. So included in that is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's included in our mother's melech. Or another one, the Eretz Chemda. If Israeli says that maybe it's included in Birchas Hamazon. You have to bench. In benching, you have to mention four ideas. Torah, Mila, Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Beis David. If I don't mention Eretz Yisrael, I'm not Yotze. So what? Esther, Eretz Chemda. I have to mention Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing place. It's wonderful, but you don't have to live there. So any of these suggestions are given for the Rambam, but from our mitzvah, the fact that the Rambam is so emphatic in our mitzvah, where he says it applies b'chol makom and b'chol zman, that tips off rove of the achronim to assume that the Rambam does think Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah zeh d'oraisa even today. But the question is, for technical reasons, he didn't count it. Okay, so this takes us to the Isser of returning the Eved. Next time we get into the mitzvah of not taking advantage of the Isser Ona of the Eved.